It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Imagine going to a comedy club to see your favorite stand-up. After they perform, another comic who's kind of similar comes out and does 5 minutes. Then another, then another. Sound fun? Pandora hopes so. Pandora is the online service where you make custom-built radio stations based on musicians you like, and they've just added some 10,000 stand-up routines from famous comics, everyone from Andy Griffith to Aziz Ansari. John Riedel is a computer science professor at the University of Minnesota. He says Pandora's computerized system relies on people.
Their style is to have experts rate each item along what they call a taste genome, and they rate along about 100 dimensions. And then they try to match the things that you've been listening to according to those dimensions. But they make some really funny mistakes. We had a few years ago, I was recommended a piece of Britney Spears music from her new album, and I was really just shocked that they would recommend that to me. And the reason was, according to Pandora, because of Britney Spears' use of minor key tonality.
I did hear a couple new things, which was nice, so I would say it did fulfill the Pandora promise.
That's LA-based comedian Rob Delaney. He tried out some of Pandora's comedy offerings for us.
Louis C.K., for example, you know, he's 40, whatever, and he's a parent. I find, like, for example, parents are funnier than non-parents, mostly, just because they've experienced more pain. But if they talk about parenting all the time, like if that's all they talk about, I would absolutely rather be hit by a car than listen to them. And Louis C.K. led to a bunch of other people who were either parents talking in like a G-rated fashion about their kids or just debased scumbag type people, you know, like a David Cross or something, whom I like and think is funny. But, you know, he's very nihilistic and profane, whereas if you took him and crossed him with like Bill Cosby, you might get a strain of the Louis C.K. disease.
If Pandora can customize your music and comedy, can we look to this kind of technology for more than just entertainment? Professor John Riedel sees plenty of possibilities, including news.
There is, John, a really subtle challenge there, which is if you do news recommenders in a sloppy way, you end up with this problem of bringing people only what they want to hear, which I think kind of can exacerbate the echo chamber effect that we're seeing nowadays. So as we develop those recommenders, I think we have to have a very strong sense of our ethical duty to make sure that we're delivering not just the news that makes people comfortable, but the news that really helps them understand the world and grow as citizens.
We have a link to Pandora's comedy offerings at marketplacetech.org. Sometimes we come across a story that makes us ask ourselves, O Internet, what hast thou wrought? Researchers at Japan's University of Electrocommunications have built an internet-enabled, long-distance French kissing appliance. Yes, I'm serious. It works like this. A little box with a rod sticking out of it records your tongue simulating a kiss. It then relays that movement through the internet to your partner's computer and their identical apparatus. They put their mouth on it and it moves. You know, just like real kissing. Except not in the slightest. It's perfect for couples who are in long-distance relationships and are also complete weirdos. O Internet, what hast thou wrought? We have video of this. Watch it if you dare. It's at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.